Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
And we start with those floods, and we'll have reports from around the country, as I say. Indeed, we're going to go to a major London railway station in just a moment. But a little bit of problem, perhaps, so a number of areas now arising, not least the fact that David Cameron appeared yesterday to have to backtrack a little on his pledge that money is no object, using his words. Literally hours after that promise, Transport Secretary Patrick McLoughlin was said in an interview, "I don't think it's a blank check." David Cameron now clarifying his offer applied to the relief effort only, not rebuilding. But he had said earlier that they would help with people who had not got their properties, their livelihood, even their livestock insured. How realistic is that? If you set the precedent that in an incident like this, and notwithstanding, I hope that any of you who are listening now, I hope you've got the necessary insurance. I pray to God that the insurers and everybody who has to be involved, the assessors and everybody else, comes as quickly as they can, and you get your money and you rebuild your homes, you rebuild your lives, you rebuild your businesses. That's what I wish for all of you. But if you didn't actually have insurance, is it now the role of the government to say, oh, well, never mind, we'll actually act effectively as an insurer for you. How much do you need? We'll rebuild your garden fence, we'll rebuild your business, we'll put the new boiler in, or whatever it might be. Surely that means if they do that, if you look at that example of that horrific road accident on that bridge in Sittingbourne in Kent last year, if some of those drivers had not had insurance, can they say, well, I'll tell you what, my car's just been rotten off for £5,000, I want the government to write the cheque? The big insurance row, should they or shouldn't they? Charles Gordon is a lawyer and insurance mediator. This presumably could set some kind of dangerous precedent, couldn't it, Mr. Golden? Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Nick. I think it could, but I think we've probably got to wait and see the colour of the government's money. It's all very well making these promises, but as you said, it's not clear exactly how much money is going to be made available. I have heard some mention of a sum around about £5,000, perhaps per householder. But if you think that insured claims for flooding usually average around somewhere between £30,000 and £40,000 when all the damage has been repaired and the property dried out and so forth, so there's still a long way between whatever the government may be promising and actually the full cost of repairs, which you will get covered if you have flood insurance.
Mr. Gordon, how many months or years might we be looking at here?
Well, I think you'll find that the insurance industry will respond very promptly and very fully. We're not really used to these large-scale natural disasters in this country, but if you look at examples in, for example, in the US where they had Hurricane Sandy, there was enormous pressure from the government and regulators on the insurance sector to not to rely on small print issues, get claims assessors out there, get claims agreed and get payments moving in a very swift period of time. I mean, clearly it's going to take months because properties take a long time to dry out and for the full damage to be assessed. But I think you will find a pretty prompt response. I mean, the insurers are all going to be flat out and no doubt resources will be tested, but they will be there to stand by their policyholders.
What does this say to you about the need for insurance?
But it's absolutely vital. But of course, the problem has been in recent years that if you live in an area which is at high risk of flooding, insurance has either just simply not been available or the price has been prohibitive. There has been a voluntary scheme whereby insurers will continue to insure existing customers, but they're free to charge whatever premium they like. And we can expect to see in the short term premiums rising probably for all of us and certainly for those in flood risk areas. There is a new scheme coming into force, which of course won't help people from these floods, but in 2015 there will be a new scheme whereby all properties at high risk of flooding will have insurance available to them through a fund that is again going to be funded by a levy on all insurance policies, but that's not going to be around for a couple of years.
And just lastly on that subject, the idea that the government should in somehow part subsidise insurance costs for people who live or work on floodplains or high-risk areas, briefly a response to that.
Well, the government have in the past very strongly resisted that, and that is not part of the current scheme. Whether the disasters that we're now facing is going to will reopen that issue, I don't know. But
I will leave it there then. Charles Gordon, thank you. You're a lawyer and insurance mediator. 11 minutes after 7 now.